Testing. 后面听得见吗？ Testing。
开车再帮我开吧。Testing。 后面听得见吗？ 弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们实在很感谢神再一次给我们机会。
We truly thank God for giving us another opportunity.
我们可以一起相聚在他的脚前。
We can gather before his feet.
我们可以敬拜他。
We worship him.
我们也可以向他祷告。
We pray unto him.
当然更重要的。
And more importantly,
是我们可以听见他要对我们。
We can hear what he's going to speak to us.
早晨，当我们一同来到主的脚前，
This morning as we come before his feet,
我们请弟兄姐妹一起打开哥林多前书第一章。
Would brothers and sisters please open the Bible to the 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
这一次聚会的主题，
The theme of this conference,
是神的教会，
God's Church.
我们用的经文就是哥林多前书一章一到十七节。
And the scripture we will be using is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 to 17.
所以我们要常常的把这段圣经来回的读一读。
So we have to repeat many times this whole passage.
我们请弟兄姐妹帮忙读。
So will you help me and read it together?
请你用你喜欢的语言读。
Whatever language you feel comfortable, read.
你喜欢用英文, OK.
English is OK.
广东话, OK.
Cantonese is alright.
福建话, OK.
福建 is alright.
普通话更 OK.
Mandarin, of course, good.
但是, 上海话也可以。
Shanghainese, OK.
但是有一个要求,
But there's one thing you need to pay attention.
请你真的把嘴巴打开读。
Please open your mouth and read.
不要用眼睛读。
Not with your eyes.
用嘴巴读。
Open your mouth.
可以吗?
Can you do that?
这么少人可以啊。
Are you okay with that? That's better.
好,谢谢。 一,二,
Let's do it now. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the Church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. On him, you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful. I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another so that there may be no divisions among you and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul, another, I follow Apollos, another, I follow Cephas, still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized into the name of Paul? I am thankful that I did not baptize anyone of you, such Crispus and Gaius, so no one can say that you were baptized into my name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanus. Beyond that, I don't remember if I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with words of human wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. Let's bow before the Lord and pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you. We still have life, we still have breath. It is your surpassing grace on us.
We can
consecrate our time and gather before you, it is your grace.
当我们坐在你的脚前，我们的心可想你的自己，那是何等伟大的恩典。
As we sit before your feet, we can meditate on your greatness. What a grace it is.
我们千感谢你，万感谢你。
We give you 10,000 grace and thanksgiving.
因为你不只是救了我们。
Not only you have saved us.
你一直在保守我们。
You are always protecting us.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you, Lord.
早上这一点点的时间。
This morning, as we gather before you, this time.
我们所想要的。
What we want.
是主你来对我们的心说话。
Is that, Lord, you will speak to our hearts.
照明我们心中的眼睛。
Illuminate the inner eyes of us.
让我们真认识你。
That we truly would know you.
求你帮助我们讲的翻译的
May you help the speaker and the translator
能够表达的清楚
Can express clearly
更求你帮助所有听的
And help all the brothers and sisters here
让我们有耳可听的都听得见
That whoever have an ear, we can hear
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名
As we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen. 哥林多教会
The church in Corinth.
这是保罗在他第二次旅行布道的时候所建立的教会。
It was established by Paul during his second missionary trip.
保罗在这个教会至少花了超过一年半的时间。
Paul at least spent more than 1.5 years in this church.
在所有保罗所服侍的教会里面
In many churches Paul served,
除了以弗所教会以外
except the church in Ephesus,
哥林多教会是保罗服侍的时间最长久的教会。
The church in Corinth actually has the longest serving time of Paul.
其他的教会保罗在的时间都很短。
Paul spent very little time in other churches.
当时保罗经历了很多的挫败和失望。
A lot of frustrations and disappointment Paul has experienced there.
他才来到哥林多的。
And then he arrived in Corinth.
你想一想。
Think about it.
他自己里面本来是想去亚细亚的。
Originally he wanted to go to Asia.
但是圣灵禁止。
But the Holy Spirit forbid him.
他跟他的同工经过加拉太又想去皮推尼。
And together with his co-workers, he went past Galatia and wanted to Bithynia.
耶稣的灵又不许。
And then the Holy Spirit stopped him.
The Spirit of Jesus.
The Spirit of Jesus forbade him.
他最后没办法。
No, at the end, no way out.
他下到特洛亚。
So he went to Troas.
夜间有异象呼召他去。 马其顿。
And at midnight, he received a vision, a call to Macedonia.
我们可以想象。
Now you can imagine.
保罗这边碰壁，那边关门。
He hit a wall here, and then the door closed there.
现在终于神给他开了一个门。
Now finally, God has opened a door for him.
他可以好好的服侍主了。
He thought, now I can, freely serve the Lord here.
他做梦也没有想到。
Out of his wildest dream,
他到了腓立比。
When he arrived in the Philippi,
没过几天就被关到监狱里去了。
Only a couple of nights, he was jailed.
虽然救了禁足一家。
Of course, through that event, he saved the whole household of the jail.
但是最后他还是要赶快逃走。
But at the end, he need to flee the city.
逃到比利亚。
And then he arrived in Bithynia.
也没有几天好日子。
So be barrier, and then not only few days.
再逃到雅典。
And then he went to Athens.
一路都是被人家追赶。
All the while he was chased and chased.
他在雅典的服侍，如果用一句话来总结的话。
If you use one sentence to summarize his work in Athens.
就是他受尽了一切的嘲笑、弃绝和忽视。
He was ridiculed, he was despised, and then he was removed.
Ignored.
年
轻人很喜欢讲一句话。
You know, young people want to say this word.
你看我像空气哦。
What do you see me? Air? Mist?
这就是雅典人怎么看保罗。
This is how the Athens people look at Paul.
所以等他逃到哥林多的时候
So by the time he arrived in Corinth
他是又惧怕又战惊又恐惧
He was trembling, fearing
他充满的是软弱
He was very, very weak
他自己在那样的光景里面
And under such circumstance
他学会了一个重要的功课
He learned a very important lesson
是主的使者站在他的右边。
It is the Lord stood beside me.
帮助他。
Helping him.
他学会了一个很重要的概念。
A very important concept he understood.
夸口当指着主夸口。
Were I to boast, I boast only in the Lord Jesus.
在保罗的服事生涯中。
In the ministry life of Paul.
这是他最清楚的知道。
It is something he's very, very clear and convicted of.
他不能够依靠任何人的智慧。
He could never depend on man's wisdom.
他必须单单的依靠神的智慧。
He could only rely on the wisdom of God.
哥林多是个什么样的地方？
What sort of society Corinth is like?
如果我们借用 Dixon 的话
Let me borrow the words from Dixon.
那是一个最好的地方，那也是一个最坏的地方。
The best place and the worst place.
那是一个充满着机会，充满着金钱，充满着各样可以满足人的地方。
Wisdom, money, anything that can satisfy men were there.
同样的，那也是最充满着各样罪恶、败坏、堕落的地方。
At the same time, it's a place full of sin, corruption, and wickedness.
哥林多
Corinth.
他们这个地方的人呢？
The people there,
在当时的社会里面
during that time,
是小有名气的
it's quite popular.
如果你遇见了一个人
if you have met someone,
他又聪明
clever,
又成功
successful,
又有钱
rich,
然后又非常的险恶邪恶
At the same time, evil and wicked.
你怎么称呼他呢?
How will you address this man?
这肯定是哥林多人。
It's definitely a Corinth.
这就是他们当时最出名的。
That is what they were infamous of.
那哥林多的教会呢？
And what about the church in Corinth?
你会发觉哥林多的教会是最好的教会。
Very good church, best church.
哥林多教会是最坏的教会。
At the same time, the worst church you can ever see.
为什么这么说？
Why would we say that?
因为哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹，他们能够奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净了、成圣了、称义了。
Because what Paul addressed them, these churches is sanctified in Jesus Christ, called to be holy.
好不好？
Isn't it good?
很棒啊！
Wonderful.
不止如此啊！
And not only that.
又因你们在他里面，他就是基督，凡事富足，口才知识都全备。
Not only that, they were in him, that means in Jesus Christ, everywhere, in all their speaking and all their knowledge.
羡慕吗？
Do you want that?
如果用这样的话形容你们教会，你们尾巴都要翘起来了，对吧？
If I use this description to address your church,You'll be very, very happy.
不但如此哦。
And not only that.
还有一句哦。
One more line.
会让你们横着走路哦。
You'll be over the moon.
螃蟹嘛，对吧？
You'll walk
like a crab.
Like a crab. Like, instead of straight, you go like, cross.
你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的。
You are lacking in nothing, any spiritual gift.
怎么样？
Wow.
早晨我们的弟兄在这里给我们介绍这个聚会，当初怎么从五家人开始到今天三个聚会。
This morning our brother explained to us, we count the history of this church development starting from five families. Now we've got three churches.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
我刚才讲的这些东西你们有哪一个？
Now, any of the description I've just read you suit your condition.
差远了吧？
Far from it, far.
同意吗？
You agree with that?
所以你必须承认人家哥林多教会很棒啊！
So you have to admit this church in Corinth are really superb.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
But dear brothers and sisters,
哥林多教会很可怕的哟。
On the other hand, this church is terrible.
真的很可怕。
Really bad.
因为哥莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们说，你们中间有纷争。
Because Paul heard that among the church brothers and sisters in Corinth, from Chloe's house, you have divisions among you.
他们有什么纷争呢？
What sorts of quarrels do they have?
我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，还有一种最了不起的，这聚会处背景的弟兄姐妹最爱讲的，我是属基督的。
What I meant, Paul said in verse 12, one of you says, I follow Paul, another I follow Apollos, another I follow Cephas. And the worst or the best is just like,
你们都是公会。
From Christian Assembly, I follow Christ.
All 只有我们
denominational,
是走道路的。
We follow their way.
还要走古道。
And also the old ancient way.
我常常对讲古道的传道人开玩笑。
I always joke with those claiming to be following the old ancient way.
我说我读的圣经，我的神是在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河的神。
My God, whom I believed, he actually opened a way, started a spring in the wilderness.
他永远是做新事的神。
He always would do new things.
你还以为转古走古道就了不起哦
？Why do you think always going back to the old ancient way？
哥林多教会的大问题
，the big problem facing this church，
分门别类
，divisions。
So， 什么叫分门别类
？What is division？
说白了，就是在他们心中，他们有一些 他们崇拜的人。
To speak it plainly, inside the hearts of brothers and sisters, they have somebody they worship.
他们把应该单单归给神的那一份忠心给了神以外的人。
The faithfulness, the loyalty that should only be unto God, they have given to someone else.
难怪保罗要问。
No wonder Paul asked these questions.
基督是分开的吗？
Is Christ divided?
保罗为你们钉了十字架吗？
Did Paul crucified for you?
你们是奉保罗的名受了洗吗？
Were you baptized into the name of Paul?
多少弟兄姐妹走到我的面前。
You know, there are so many brothers just coming to me.
我数不清的。
Just uncountable number.
刘弟兄啊。
Brother Peter.
谢谢你哦。
Thank you.
我是听了你讲的道信主的
哦。I believe, became a believer when I heard your gospel preaching.
刘弟兄啊。
Brother Peter.
真感谢你哦。
I really thank you.
就是因为你讲得到我得到开启哦。
Because of your preaching, I was enlightened.
我不再受捆绑哦。
I'm no longer under bondage.
请问你这些弟兄姐妹来跟我讲这些话是好意还是恶意？
What do you think their intentions were? Good or bad?
当然是好意嘛。
Of course, out of good intention they came.
他们真的感谢嘛。
They truly were thankful.
但是他们忘记了一件事。
But they forgot one thing.
一个人可以得救
，a man's salvation, conversion.
一个人可以被光照
，enlightening.
绝对不是因为这个传道人讲得好
，100% is not because of the good preacher's word.
那是圣灵格外的恩典
，it is the Holy Spirit's double and special grace on him.
圣经里面很清楚地告诉我们
，The Bible clearly tells us，
我们对着那一些帮助我们、带领我们的人是应该尊重而且顺服。
While the Bible tells us the attitude towards those who have led us and helped us should be respect and obedience，
但是那个尊重和顺服不是对着这个人，
But
是对着神所使用他的。职分 the ministry.
But indeed, the law, the respect and submission not to that particular person, but to the ministry God has given through him.
我们永远都不能够对人有尊崇 reverence.
But we should never revere, we have reverence for a person.
每一次我们来到聚会的面前
you know, every time as you come to the meeting,
每一次我们读属灵的书籍
or we read spiritual books,
无论是尼托生、江守道还是孙弟兄
whether it is Watchman Nee Stephen Kong or Brother T.W. Sun,
请你记住
please remember,
我们要听的不是他们的话
we are not hearing their words,
我们要听的是神借着他们对我们说的话。
But、God was speaking through them to us.
如果一个聚会结束了
，If after a meeting ends，
如果你离开一个聚会
，and then you leave a meeting，
然后你对别人说
，and then you're telling people，
哇，这个讲员真的很好啊
！Wow, this preacher is so wonderful.
哇，他讲的道很帮助人呐、啊、
！Really helpful to the congregations.
你就是一个崇拜人的人。
Then indeed you are main idoler.
如果你离开一个聚会
，and once you depart from a meeting，
你如果能够说，我今天才知道我的神有多奇妙。
And you can clearly say that now I realize how my God is so wonderful.
多伟大
What wonderful it is. What a big difference. How great.
好的传道人
A good preacher.
是帮助你更多的看见这一位伟大奇妙的神
Helps you to understand this wonderful and great God.
不是让你看见一个伟大的神的仆人
but not a God great servant.
那如果你造一个聚会听来出来以后你说哇我好享受今天的讲道。
If after the meeting, you say to yourself, I really enjoy today's meeting.
而不是说神今天借着这个仆人提醒我生命中有一些重要的功课。
But not that the Lord has indeed through the preacher reminding me some very important lessons I need to learn in my life.
那恐怕就显明出你里面的幼稚。
Unfortunately, it actually manifests how immature you are.
神把圣经给我们是为着启示基督。
Remember, the purpose of the Bible is to reveal Jesus Christ.
并且让我们借着认识基督成为圣洁。
And then through our understanding of Jesus Christ, we will be sanctified. And become
神的话永远不是给我们心灵鸡汤。
Remember, God's word is not just some chicken soup for us.
任何一个人
Anybody.
如果你想要读懂哥林多前书
If you want to really understand the book of Corinthians,
你必须要读懂前面四章。
You have to understand the first four chapters.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do I say this?
因为教会历史上有好多非常会读圣经的人。
Because throughout church history, many, many Bible scholars,
他们告诉我们
they tell us,
哥林多前书前面四章只有一个主题。
The first four chapters of 1 Corinthians have only one theme, 夸口。
当指着主夸口。
If you are to boast, boast only in the Lord.
这句话是从耶利米九章二十四节引用过来的。
This is actually quoted from Jeremiah chapter 9:24.
23, 24.
Or 23 and 24.
耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口。This is 23.
This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches.
夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口，这是耶和华。
24, but let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, for in these I delight, declares the Lord.
当保罗讲说夸口当指着主夸口的时候
So when Paul said, if you were to boast, boast only in the Lord,
这一句话在当时的世界里面
This expression in that time,
它已经带了一个非常重要的意义在里面。
There's a very important meaning behind.
你不能够按照字面来理解它。
You can't just read it and try to understand it literally.
它不是说
He didn't say,
我是要夸口的。
I have to boast.
但是呢，我夸口要有一点技巧。
But I have to boast in a special way.Skillfully.
如果我夸口直接讲我自己多厉害
If I only boast of how good I am,
别人会看不起我
People would notice that and they would not like
所以我要怎么夸口呢
So I'm going to boast.
我感谢神
Like this, I thank God.
我儿子今年进了最棒的学校
My son has got into the best university.
都是神的恩典。
It's all God's grace.
这叫不叫夸口指着主夸口啊
？Is it meaning boast in the Lord?
不是。
No.
不是。
It's not.
更不是。
And not.
我感谢主，我买房子啊，就是买到比市价还便宜30%啊。
I thank the Lord that I've bought a property which is 30% lower than the average, than the market value.
都是神给我预备的。
It's all God's provision.
这不叫夸口，只得主夸口。
This is not the meaning of boast in the Lord.
那至于说感谢主。
Oh, I thank God for.
我们教会今年有多少人受洗
？How many people got baptized in my church this year？
感谢主。
Thank God.
啊，我们在世界很多地方有各种不同的服事。
Globally throughout the world, we have so many ministries.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这不是保罗的意思。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is not what Paul meant by boasting in the Lord.
夸口。当指着主夸口真正的意思是我们心里面唯一值得我们夸耀的就是主的自己。
The true meaning of let him who boasts boast in the Lord is inside your heart. The only person that you need to be boast of is the Lord himself.
换一句话说
In other words,
你的生命中神是你的中心而不是你自己或者其他人或者遗传是你的中心。
That means in your whole life, only God is the center, and not that in your life, any person, including yourself or tradition, being your center.
这是高举基督真正的Is.
That this is the true meaning of boasting and upholding Christ.
我们都知道保罗会写哥林多前书是因为他知道哥林多有一大堆的问题。
We all know why the reason of Paul writing this letter is because the church in Corinth is full of problems.
但是弟兄姊妹，你读哥林多前书，你发现一件事情。
But as you read, you discover something.
保罗没有一上来就开始讲说你们问题第一条然后你们应该怎么改。
Paul didn't mention in the beginning that you have all these problems. Number one, da da da, you have to do this to fix it.
保罗不止马上指正他们的错误。
Paul didn't immediately point to their problems.
保罗也不急地回答他们的问题。
And not urgently,want to give solutions.
保罗花了四章的圣经
But indeed, Paul used four chapters.
要帮助他们明白一个重要的真理
But help them to understand a very important truth.
夸口当指着主夸口
to boast in the Lord.
因为
Why?
只有人真的生命中以主为中心
It is only when a person truly in their life boasts with Christ centered
他生命中所有其他的问题才能够解决
Then all other problems can be solved
如果你碰到一个问题你就解决这个问题你才有下一个问题
No, if you fixed on one problem, by the time you fix this problem, another problem comes.
只有当人的生命变成了以主为中心
Only when one's life is truly Lord-centered,
我们才能够脱离这一些的捆绑
Then we can be relieved and saved from these bondages.
那我们这一次没有办法把前面四章都讲
In this conference, we cannot cover the full four chapters.
我们只能够讲第一章的一到十七节。
We can only confine ourselves to chapter 1, 1 to 17.
因为我知道有一些弟兄姐妹，你们的生活中有一些非常重要其他事情的安排。
Because I know many of you, in your life, you have many important things to do.
你没有办法全程参加这一次的聚会。
And some of you might not be able to spend a full time here.
所以我先把这十七节圣经里面的一些重点先介绍给你们。
So I want to introduce to you in these 17 verses the important truth.
你虽然没有听到所有的信息，
You might not be able to hear all messages，
但是我希望你知道从哪一个角度去读这些经文。
But I want to help you to know how, from what perspective, then you can understand these passages.
所以请同工把这十七节圣经的分段打出来。
So please, you look at the screen. These are the divisions of the 17 verses.
这十七节的圣经，它第一方面讲到教会的根基。
First verse, talking about the church foundation.
第二方面讲到教会的归属。
Secondly, ownership.
第三面讲到教会的成员
，Third, the members。
接下来讲到教会的起源
，and the origin。
接下来再讲教会的特点
，and verse 5 to 7 characters。
然后讲到教会的未来
，and the future of the church。
当然，最美丽的是最后讲到教会的合一
，and the most important portion is。Verses 10 to 17, the church unity.
请弟兄姐妹祷告。
Brothers and sisters, please pray.
让我有能力在这个营会中把这十七节讲完。
Pray for me that I will be able to explain these 17 verses.
也请你们为自己祷告。
And you pray for yourself.
让你们能够听得明白。
That you can listen and understand.
我们现在来看第一节。
Let's study verse 1.
第一节它是这样说的。
It says,
经文没有打出来。
Verse 1.
奉神旨意蒙召做基督耶稣基督使徒的保罗同弟兄所提你。
Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God and our brother Sosthenes.
如果你熟悉保罗的书信
If you are familiar with the letters of Paul,
你大概第一节、第二节，甚至于第三节、第四节，都是读了跟没读一样。
You just skim over verse 1, 2, or 3, and 4,
因为你觉得这有什么了不起呢
？Because nothing special, just address.
不过就是一些客套的问候话吗
？Just some courteous words.
我们读圣经的时候
，as we read the Bible.
我们不要随便的把问候话里面任何一个词拿出来大做文章。
Please do not, yes, pick one particular word or two and then try to elaborate too much.
那个是很危险的事。
This is dangerous.
但是
,but,
哥林多前书这里的问候非常独特。
This greeting in this letter is very special and unique.
因为在保罗所有的书信中，这是唯一的一次。
Because among all the letters, this is the only time
他介绍他自己。
He introduced himself.
是奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的。
He said, by the will of God.Called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ.
所有其他的地方
all other places,
没有这样的介绍
There's no such introduction.
可能有介绍他是使徒
Maybe apostle,
但是绝对没有奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督使徒
It never would say by the word of God.Called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ.
当你读圣经读到这种独特的表达方式的时候
，When you read the Bible and something very unique appears,
那就告诉你圣灵感动作者有一个特别的意思要告诉我。
The Bible is telling you the Holy Spirit when He moved the writer, there's a special meaning.
这里的介绍。
These greetings and introduction
非常明显
very clearly
说到保罗不只是一个使徒
telling us Paul not only he's an apostle
他是耶稣基督的使徒。
But an apostle of Jesus Christ.
他不只是耶稣基督的使徒。
Not only an apostle of Jesus Christ.
他是奉神旨意特特被神选召出来的。
But he was chosen specially called by the will of God.
如果你对保罗有一点点的认识，
If you know a little bit of Paul,
你就知道保罗不是像现代很多没有安全感的传道人。
Paul is not like many preachers in these days, lack of security.
他们很在乎别人怎么称呼他的。
You know, they really care how you address them.
如果你碰到一个大牧师，
If you have come across a famous pastor,
你有种叫他某某弟兄。
You dare to address him as just a brother.
你看他用什么脸看你。
You would wait to see how his face, respond to you.
如果你不小心称他为某某传道。
If carelessly you address him as, oh, you're a pastor, or, pastor, but not veteran.
Yeah. 那你就准备看他发脾气。
Then you're ready for him to just throw a tantrum on you.
各位，保罗不是这样的人。
But Paul wasn't like that.
保罗自己说的。
Paul himself said,
罪人中
,among the sinners,
我是罪魁。
I'm the chief sinner.
所以他没有什么可以夸耀的。
So there's nothing he can boast about himself.
保罗严格的说，
Strictly speaking, Paul,
是他把福音带到哥林多的。
He actually was the one who brought the gospel to this church.
你去读《使徒行传》十八章，清清楚楚。
It's clearly mentioned in Acts 18.
如果保罗说我是哥林多教会的 founders 创办人
，If Paul claimed himself to be I'm the founder of the church in Corinth,
有问题吗
？Any problem with that?
所有的弟兄姊妹都得承认。
All brothers and sisters had to agree.
因为每一个在哥林多教会信主的人都是从他开始的。
Because all believers, any one of them actually was from Paul.
但是非常有意思。
But very meaningful, interesting here.
保罗没有这样介绍他自己。
Paul didn't introduce himself this way.
我有机会在全世界好多不同的教会。
I have the opportunity of visiting many, many churches in the world.
特别是在一些欧美国家
，especially in the European countries，
常常有一个接待我的弟兄会跟我说
，often I will hear from the brothers who was hosting me。
几十年前就是在我们家开始播饼的。
Many many years ago, the meeting start at my home, have the breaking of bread together。
听懂吗
？Do you understand that？
保罗不是这样的人。
But Paul didn't introduce this way.
那他这么的强调他是奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督的使徒，什么意思呢？
But he emphasized it's by the will of God called to be apostle of Christ Jesus. What did he mean?
我们首先就要解释一下使徒这个字什么意思。
Now we need to explain the meaning of apostle.
圣经里面使徒这个字有三方面的意思。
In the Bible, apostle have three meanings.
第一个意思是在约翰福音十三章十六节那里。
First, in the John chapter 13, verse 16.
那里这个字被中文翻译作差人。
That passage explained it was sent.
是一个 messenger.
As a messenger.
一个传话的人
，the one who passed on the message，
这是圣经里面用这个词的第一层意思。
So the first meaning is to be sent。
如果一个主人派一个仆人把话带去给另外一个人，这个仆人就叫做主人的 apostle。
If a master sent his servant to do a particular job。So that servant becomes the master's apostle.
第二层的意思在哥林多后书八章二十三节。
And the second meaning you can find, the second Corinthians chapter 8 verse 23.
那个意思就是教会打发一些人代表教会去做一些事情。
Is someone representing and sent by the church to do a particular job?
那些人叫做教会的 apostle。
So we call them the church's apostle.
中文翻作使者。
So Chinese, translation is like a messenger.
其实原文就是 apostle 这个字。
The original meaning is apostle.
那第三个用法
,third usage,
是耶稣基督亲自差遣的门徒，他们是主的使徒。
The Lord Jesus impersonally sent away his disciples, 12, and they were called the 12 apostles of Jesus.
如果你记得在《使徒行传》二章四十二节，他是这么说的
：From the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 40, it says, 42.
早期的教会，他们都恒心遵守众使徒的单一教训。
So they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, which is in singular.
中文没有翻出来。
So you can't read it in the Chinese.
你看不出来复数还是单数。
Chinese hasn't got plural or singular.
但是英文很清楚。
English is very clear.
Apostles, plural.
Apostles' teaching.
Many apostles.
Or many apostles, I see.
Teaching singular,
and the teaching is singular.
有很多不同的使徒
there are many apostles.
只有一个教训
but only one teaching.
使徒没有自己的教训
the apostles themselves didn't have their own teachings.
他们所教导的是耶稣基督的教训
they taught only the teaching of Jesus Christ.
他们所教导耶稣基督的教导
They only taught
就是教会的根基
And that was the foundation of the church
圣灵感动使徒和先知关于耶稣基督一切的启示
When the Holy Spirit revealed to the teachers and apostles all the revelations about
记录下来就是圣经
And this recording became the Bible.
同样的这一位圣灵
And the same Holy Spirit.
感动今天所有读圣经的人能够明白并且顺服而且去教导耶稣基督的教导
And the same Holy Spirit now move in the hearts of all Bible study, Bible students, and also to preach the Bible is the same.
这是保罗在以弗所书二章十九节到二十二节告诉我们的。
This is what Paul mentioned in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 19 and 20.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己。
You are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
有一些弟兄姐妹读圣经比较仔细。
Some brothers and sisters read the Bible very detailed.
他们来问我。
And they came to ask me,
保罗怎么自己跟自己矛盾呢?
How could Paul contradict himself?
他明明在哥林多前书三章十一节说，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
Because Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 3:11 that no one can lay any foundations other than the one already laid.
教会的根基就是耶稣基督。
The foundation of the church is Jesus Christ.
他怎么现在跑到以弗所书？他忘记了吗
？Why would Paul somehow have forgotten what he mentioned when he came to Ephesus？
他怎么说教会是被建造在使徒和先知单一的根基上呢
？How come he would say now built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets？
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters。
读圣经，你发觉有矛盾的时候
，Whenever you find some contradiction，
请你一定要相信圣灵不会错。
In the Bible, please, please remember, the Holy Spirit will never wrong。
你觉得有矛盾，那就证明了你没读懂。
The fact that you think it is contradictory is because you don't understand。
不要随便说圣经有问题。
Please do not casually say, "Oh, the
Bible." 有问题的永远是你。
It's always you who's got a problem.
我带研究生的时候
，You know, when I was mentoring some research student,
特别是那些 PhD 的 student,
especially those PhD students,
我丢一本书给他
，I throw them a book.
我说把它读懂
，read them, study them well.
我知道他们一定读不懂的
，I knew that they wouldn't understand.
他如果读得懂，我还给他读干什么
？Why they don't understand? Why do I need to steal?
就是要给他读他读不懂的。
I have to give them a book that they didn't understand.
这个才逼他去想很多事情。
Then it will force them to think and think hard.
我教书的那些年，没有一个博士生会跑来跟我讲说：“老师啊，这个书错了。”
You know, throughout my years of teaching those PhD students, none of them would dare to come to see, tell me this book is wrong.
每一个都是话说我读不懂。
They will only come. I truly cannot understand that.
只有教会的弟兄姐妹。
But somehow, brothers and sisters in the church, Christians.
你圣经读不懂，你怎么会说圣经有问题
？If you don't understand the Bible, how dare you say, "Oh, something wrong with the Bible"?
请你记住
，Please remember,
圣经没有问题。
Nothing wrong with the Bible.
你有问题。
You have the problem.
你才肯谦卑下来。
Only with this attitude, then you humble yourself.
你才肯去问。
Then you would come and ask.
你才肯去想。
You would think.
你才会祷告求圣灵光照。
Then you would pray and ask for the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
你知道哪一种传道人我最怕
？You know, one type of preachers I really don't like.
我最怕的传道人就是他什么都懂。
It's those who think they know everything.
我曾经有机会接待华神以前的院长林道亮。
I had the opportunity in the past president of the Chinese Bible Seminary in China, Mr.
In
Brother Lin. 林道亮，林道亮，
林道亮 ，Yeah. 这个老弟兄
，This old brother.
他住在我家里的时候
，When he stayed with me at my place，
他是三个不同版本的英文圣经翻译委员会的顾问。
He's actually the consultant of three versions of English Bible translator
committee.
A committee.
华人中间只有他一个。
Among the Chinese, he's the only one.
他是真懂圣经啊
He truly understands the Bible.
他住到我家里
When he stayed with me at my place,
我就赶快把握机会啊
You know, I grabbed opportunity.
拼命问他问题啊
Ask questions.
老弟兄第一天忍耐我
First night, he was very patient with me.
尽他可能的帮我解释
Try his best to explain to me.
哇！第二天晚上，他看着我又来了。
And the second night, when he knew that I'm coming again,
他笑一笑地问我。
And then he smiled and asked me.
他说：“刘弟兄啊
，Brother Peter,
你是不是打算把你所有不懂的地方一次问完了以后，你圣经就什么都懂了
？Do you think that you are going to ask me all the questions in the Bible you don't understand, and once I give you the answers, you think you're all good?
我傻在那里啊
！I was stunned.
啊？什么意思啊
？What do you mean by that？
不懂当然要问你嘛。
Of course, I have questions I want to ask you.
他说：“我希望你听清楚。
”And he said, "Listen carefully."
我做牧师六十年了。
I've been pastors for 60 years.
更重要的是，我做圣经学者五十年了。
I have been a Bible scholar for 50 years.
圣经有很多的地方，我今天还是不懂。
There are so many places in the Bible. Today, I still don't understand.
不懂的人是连他自己哪里不懂都不知道。
You know, those who don't understand is those who actually don't understand what he don't understand.
那种人就以为自己什么都懂。
It's those people, they think they know everything.
如果你够谦卑，
If you're humble enough,
你就知道神的话是神无限智慧的彰显。
God's word is God's infinite wisdom's revelation.
你是一个有限的人。
You are very limited only.
要用有限的头脑去完全理解无限的启示，这个叫做不可能的任务。
To have a finite mind to try to understand the infinite God.This is an impossible task.
Mission impossible.
Mission impossible.
我们不懂。
We don't understand.
千万不要随便说圣经有问题。
Please do not say the Bible is wrong.
我们去查。
We go and do some research.
我们去请教。
We ask people.
我们可以祷告。
We can pray.
教会历史上对这两节圣经有矛盾的解释非常的多。
There are so many different explanations on two these seemed contradictory verses.
他们告诉我们这两节圣经不是矛盾，是互补。
And they tell us, explain to us, this is not contradictory, but it's complementary.
教会的根基是基督。
The foundation of the church, yes.Christ Jesus.
使徒单一的教导是基督的启示。
The apostles' teaching is the revelation of Christ.
也是教会的根基。
It's also the foundation of the church.
正如同
And just like,
道成了肉身。
The word became flesh.
这描述了基督与基督启示的相互关系。
It describes Christ and Christ's revelations, the relationship between the two.
这是为什么我们的主在马太16章18节这样说。
And this is why our Lord Jesus in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 18 said,
他特别强调
especially he said,
我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
I will build my church on this rock.
这个磐石是什么？
What is this rock?
这个磐石就是关于基督一切的启示。
This rock represents all the revelations of Christ.
你怎么知道？
How do you know that?
为什么不是像天主教讲是彼得呢？
Why isn't it like the Catholicism mentioned? This rock refers to Peter.
为什么不像有一些师父告诉我们说这是基督吗？
Or someone said, this rock is Christ himself.
都不是。
No.
为什么？
Why?
因为磐石这个字希腊原文是阴性的。
Because the rock in original Greek is feminine.
听清楚吗？
You know that? It's feminine, female character.
耶稣是阴性的。
Is Jesus feminine?
不是哦。
No.
彼得是阴性的。
Is Peter feminine?
不是哦。
Can't be.
圣经中只有神的道，神的智慧用阴性的。
In the Bible, only God's word and God's wisdom is used feminine word.
所以主很清楚地教导彼得在那里宣告说你是基督，是永生神的儿子，这一个关于基督的启示，这一个重要的真理是教会的根基。
So that's why Jesus said when he replied Simon Peter, see Peter said, you are the Christ, the son of the living God, and Jesus referred to this important teaching as the foundation of the church.
保罗写信给哥林多，强调他是使徒的身份。
So Paul emphasize himself, he is the apostle of Jesus Christ to the Corinth.
是告诉他们说这一封信的教导是教会的根基。
That means my teaching on these letters is the foundation of the church.
如果我们今天的教会实行的任何一方面没有遵照圣经的启示，
If any of our practices in the church is not according to the revelations in the Bible,
我们就不是在建造基督的身体。
That means we are not building on the foundation of Christ.
如果我们在圣经的启示上加添或者减少什么，
If from the revelation of the Bible we add or delete anything,
教会的根基就要毁坏。
The foundation of the church will be ruined.
当我们不尊重圣经的启示的时候，
And if we do not respect the revelation of the Bible,
我们让那一位吹气写圣经的圣灵担忧。
We will grieve the Holy Spirit who breathed into this Bible.
我们也让那一位授权使徒来建造教会的基督，我们对他不尊重。
Then we are disobedient, disrespectful to our Lord Jesus Christ who moved the apostles to write the Bible.
哥林多教会有这么多的问题。
You know, in the church in Corinth, there's so many problems.
最开始的源头就是当他们开始不尊重使徒的教导。
The tracing to the origin is when they were disrespectful to the teaching of the apostle.
保罗在这里强调他是使徒的身份。
That's why Paul emphasized himself as apostle.
不是为了他自己的骄傲。
It's not because his pride.
他为着哥林多属灵的好处。
It's for the benefits of the church in Corinth.
今天的教会
Today's churches.
是多么的需要明白。
We do need to understand.
为什么我们必须坚持圣经全备的启示。
We have to uphold and respect the full counsel and revelation of the whole Bible.
如果我们相信神全备的启示是透过圣经启示基督的话，
If we believe the full counsel of God in the Bible is to reveal our Lord Jesus Christ,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当你读圣经的时候，
Then as you read the Bible,
特别是我们中间站起来为神说话的人，
Especially among us those who speak the word of God,
你读这段圣经
When you read this passage,
你能够看见基督吗？
Can you see Christ?
你能够帮助人更亲近基督吗？
Can you help brothers and sisters and people to draw closer to God, to Jesus?
约翰福音五章三十九节到四十节这么说。
John chapter 5, 39,
To 40,
it says,
你们查考圣经
You diligently study the scriptures.
因你们以为内中有永生
Because you think that by them you possess eternal life.
给我做见证的就是这经
These are the scriptures that testified about me.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得永生
Yet you refuse to come to me to have life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我认识一些人可以把全本的圣经背下来。
I know a group of people, they can memorize the whole Bible.
两位。
Two, I've known.
在中国不同的地方。
Different places in China.
但是我告诉你。
But I can tell you.
我也很少碰到人肉体有那么大。
I haven't come across similar huge ego you can find.
Full of the...themselves,
very full of themselves.
我很少看到这样的人，居然里面看不到基督。
And I couldn't feel and see Christ in them.
不要以为一个人很会背圣经，一个人很会讲圣经，他里面就有基督。
Do not assume that someone very familiar, able to speak and explain the Bible, will be full of Christ automatically.
当我们去读圣经的时候
When we read the Bible,
我们不是去找什么可以做什么不可以做
We are not looking for something telling me what I can do, what I cannot.
我们不是去找什么是对的什么是错的
Or what are right and what are wrong.
今天太多神的儿女还活在智慧善恶树的里面。
Many brothers and sisters still living in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神给圣经
When God gives us the Bible,
是要我们认识他的儿子耶稣基督。
Is to cause us to understand and know his son, Jesus Christ.
我们要特别强调的。
We must emphasize.
你认识的基督不是你经验中的基督。
The Christ you know is not the Christ that's only limited by your experience.
不是遗传的基督。
And not the traditional Christ.
不是你心中想象的基督。
It's not the Christ that is formed in your heart, the understanding.
必须是圣经所启示的基督。
Must be the Christ revealed in the Bible.
我认识一个姐妹
I know a sister.
她告诉我
He told me, she told me.
I really love Jesus.
I really love Jesus.
我好爱耶稣
I love Jesus.
我说为什么
I ask her why.
耶稣是我最好的朋友
Jesus is my best friend.
我说他怎么是你最好的朋友呢
And ask her, why, how was Jesus your best friend?
当我非常忧伤痛苦的时候
When I was so sad and so painful,
我跪在那里祷告
I knelt and prayed,
耶稣就走到我的背后
And Jesus came to my side and my back.
他帮我按摩
Jesus massaged me.
我从来没有感觉这么温暖的爱
I've never felt such a beautiful and warm love.
弟兄姐妹，我不敢否认她的经历。
I cannot deny her experience.
但是我要告诉各位的。
But I need to tell everyone here.
你信的耶稣是圣经启示的耶稣，还是你经历的耶稣
？The Jesus Christ you believe, is it the Jesus Christ revealed in the Bible or only?From your experience.
如果你经历的耶稣跟圣经启示的耶稣不一样
If the Jesus you have experienced is different from the Jesus revealed in the Bible,
你经历的耶稣不一定是耶稣
Then the Jesus you experienced might not be the true Jesus.
注意啊，我没有说一定不是啊
I only say might not. I'm not denying 100%.
我说不一定是
Not necessarily is the same Jesus.
今天神的儿女中，他们所敬拜的耶稣，我觉得
Many brothers and sisters these days, the Jesus they worship in their hearts,
不是耶稣基督
is not the true Jesus Christ.
他们所认识的耶稣比较像耶稣菩萨
The Jesus they Understand it's just Jesus the genie.
No, Jesus Buddhas.
The Buddhas.
菩萨是什么
What is a Buddhist? A Buddha.
救苦救难
Save you from trouble and pain and suffering.
有求必应
Whatever you ask, it will be given.
很有怜悯
Full of compassion.
有哪一个拜菩萨的人，菩萨会告诉他说，你这样做不道德
？Anyone who worships the Buddha will receive a rebuke that what you have done is wrong.
我跟我的妻子有一年到成都去服侍。
My wife and I once went to Chengdu in China to serve.
服侍完了，当地的弟兄姐妹很感谢我们，他们就帮我们安排了一个小小的一日游。
Brothers and sisters are very enthusiastic after our ministry, bringing us to a one-day tour.
那是我这一辈子 最难受的一次旅游。
That was the worst experience of tour in my whole life.
早上天没亮就把我们抓到那个车子上。
Early in the morning, they drag us into the bus.
开呀开呀开呀，开好久到一个地方。
Long drive, we arrived at a place.
到了那里下去，赶快排队照相。
And then we line up quickly to take some photos.
照完相之后，我们赶快排队尿尿。
And then we have to quickly line up to go to the toilet.
尿完尿又把我们送回车上，再又开呀、啊、开呀、啊、开呀、啊、开好久。
And then back to the bus for that long drive.
然后又到另外一个地方。
Another destination.
到了下午
，up to the afternoon，
把我们开到一个大庙。
And then they built a huge temple.
的停车场
，a car park.
然后他就告诉我们
，And then they told us，
这里的这个菩萨
，The Buddha here，
心想事成，有求必应
，Whatever you pray and ask for will be fulfilled and given。
我们车上那些人哦
，All the passengers in the bus，
迫不及待
，Really rush。
全部冲进去了
，rush into the temple。
只有我们两个傻瓜坐在车上。
Only my wife and I stay in the bus。
那个导游说：“你们不去啊
？”And the tour guide asked, "Why are you still here?"
啊，我们说我们没有所求。
We told him we have nothing to ask. All good.
他看我们两个就像看傻瓜一样。
And he looked at us like what an idiot you are.
好久，我忘了多久，半个钟头，一个钟头以后。
I couldn't remember how long it took for them to come back.
这些人都回来了。
And then they returned maybe after an hour.
每一个人都好兴奋。
Very happy.
那你们，我不是批评啊，但是我猜想你们知道啊。
Now I believe I'm not criticizing. I believe you understand.
我们祖国的同胞啊，一兴奋的时候在车上讲话，那个声音是很大的。
You know when, especially Chinese people, when they were high, they talk loud.
所以坐在我旁边的两个女士说的话，我是听得一清二楚。
So the women sitting next to me, I heard them said clearly the content.
她在说什么呢
？What did they tell? They say,
你烧香了吗？Do you burn?
Did you burn the incense?
烧了。
What? Oh, I did.
你烧多少钱的
？How much money do you burn?
我烧2000块。
2000, I burn.
你怎么烧这么贵的香啊
？What? $2,000 for the incense?
因为那个和尚跟我说
Because the Buddha told me. The guy told me.
你要求的这件事啊
The monk told me.The thing you have been asking for,
没有2000是办不成的。
Without less than $2,000, it won't be fulfilled.
啊，你到底是求什么
？Indeed, what you're asking for then?
我求菩萨让我的男朋友赶快离婚来娶我。
I was pleading the Buddha that my boyfriend would.Divorce his wife as soon as possible and marry me.
听懂了吗
Do you hear that? Do you understand?
Buddha 是什么意思
So what is Buddha?
菩萨是干什么的
What does a Buddha do?
他不管你道德不道德的
He couldn't care how moral you are.
他不管你对和错
Right or wrong.
今天多少基督徒你拜的神
Brothers and sisters, how many Christians in this modern day, the God you have been worshipping is just like this Buddha?
今天的教会堕落到一个地步，哪一个传道人有办法把一堆的人骗到教会里面来？谁管这个传道人私下的道德好不好？
The corruption now happening in modern day churches.
谁在乎他干了什么丢脸的事
as long as a preacher could organize a mass, increase the number of audience, who cares about his personal moral life?
因为你信的是耶稣菩萨
Why? Because you believe in Jesus Buddha.
耶稣基督不会容忍这样的事
Because Jesus will never tolerate such things.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果教会的根基是神借着使徒所写下来的圣经
If the church's foundation is the teaching or written down of the teachings of the apostles,
我们对着圣经的态度是不是有修正的必要
Do we need to adjust our attitude toward the Bible?
天地都要废去
Heavens and earth will pass away.
神的话一点一撇都不能改变。
But the word of God, the law of God, even one stroke will not pass away.
今天多少的地方说这个不合现在的时代了。
So many times we hear, oh, this passage is no longer relevant to our time.
啊，这个是那个时代的风俗。
Oh, this is just the traditions or the rituals of the old days.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
四十多年前
About 40 years ago
我那个时候很年轻哦
I was very young back then
我看看我那个时候照片我都不相信我曾经那么年轻过
When I look at the photos I couldn't believe I was like that before
我到了美国到了我在的教会
When I arrived in the United States and attended the church
我非常喜欢这个教会
I really loved that church
因为这个教会带领的弟兄非常的会讲圣经。
Because the leading brothers really knew how to explain the Bible.
而且他的家充满着神的爱。
And his home was full of God's love.
他对弟兄姐妹，他和他的妻子对着弟兄姐妹的爱，实在让我们感动。
I was really touched by his love and the love of his wife to brothers and sisters.
啊，不只是带领的弟兄这样。
Not only the leading brothers.
哇，教会里面那些年长的弟兄看我们都当宝贝啊。
And the elderly brothers and sisters in the church treated us as precious things.
我们是穷留学生啊。
We were very poor overseas students.
那个时候，我们家的规矩。是去超市买东西不可以买超过99圣的东西。
You know, our rules, like when we went to the supermarkets to buy things, it cannot be more than 99 cents.
因为我们太穷了。
Because we're so poor.
但是教会的弟兄姐妹几乎每一个周末都会请我们去吃饭。
But every weekend, brothers and sisters from the church will invite us for meal.
今天是张家，明天是李家，后天是杨家。
This week this place, and the other week the following and following different brothers and sisters.
到后来是我们跟他们说，我们要考试，没有时间来吃了。
And then at the end, because we need to have exams, we don't have time to come to your place for meal.
那我们没有去的人，还可以请去的人给我们打菜回来。
You know, we couldn't go, but those who went.Could have some takeaway for us.
So, 我很喜欢这个教会。
So, I really love that church.
但是我很不习惯那个教会啊。
But one thing I'm not used, I wasn't used to.
哇，这个教会跟我长大的教会太不一样了。
The church was so different from the church I grew up with.
很多地方不一样。
So many difference, I can see.
有一个地方的不一样是我觉得太难忍受的。
Especially in one particular thing that I really cannot,
我长大的教会。
The church I actually, grew up with.
十月份开始。
Starting from October.
我们全教会就忙翻了天了。
We will be so, so busy, the whole church starting from October.
我们有做不完的预备的事情。
We have unlimited work of preparation.
我们的小孩子要有很多圣诞节的表演。
A lot of a performance for Christmas from the children.
我们的 youth group 要有好多圣诞节出去做各样的活动。
And our youth group got so many activities outward.
我们要到一些有人的地方去唱歌。
We send the chorus, carol and singing.
啊，我们要发单张。
We spread the pamphlet, gospel tract.
哇，那个圣诞夜的晚上，我们会有交换礼物哦。
You know, Christmas Eve, we have presents exchange, gift exchange.
我们有很多很多非常精彩的表演哦。
So many wonderful presentations.
我到了这个教会。
But I went to that church.
十月份什么都没有。
Nothing happened in the church.
十一月份什么都没有。
October, nothing. November, nothing.
到了十二月份啊。
Now, December has arrived.
什么都没有啊。
No activity.
哇，我实在忍不住了。
I truly couldn't understand.
我就去找那个带领的弟兄。
So I went to the leading brother.
我说可不可以请问一下。
Can I ask you a question?
我对这个教会的一些做法不太理解。
I don't quite understand some policy of this church.
我永远不会忘记这个弟兄跟我说的话。
I will never forget what this brother has explained to me.
我很高兴看到一个年轻的弟兄关心神家里的事。
He told me, I'm very happy to see a young man really concerned about the house of God.
你对神家里的任何的做法
，regarding the policies or the way of doing things of this church，
请你不要跟我说你以前的教会怎么做。
Please do not tell me what your previous church would have done。
请你把圣经拿来。
Please bring with you your Bible。
请你用圣经里面的话告诉我说，我们现在这里做的哪一件事。不合圣经。
Please tell me from the Bible what exactly things that we are now doing is not consistent with the Bible.
如果我们一起读圣经，发觉圣经真的是这么说。
If we study the Bible together and discovered the Bible doesn't say that way,
我向你保证。
I will guarantee you.
明天我们就改变我们的做法。根据圣经的教导来
做。Tomorrow we will change our way according to the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
全世界我走过的教会是用千做单位。
You know I've been to more than thousand churches.
我很少看到一个教会的领袖敢说这样的话。
I've rarely come across such a church leader.Bold enough to guarantee this.
我听到的都是我们一直就是这样的。
I mostly would have heard our church always have been doing this.
我常听到的话是某某弟兄说的。
Or certain brother had mentioned this.
但愿神恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
恩待我们中间每一个。
All of us here.
我们在每一件事上
whatever things
我们能够说 Thus says the Lord.
We can quote and claim that That says the Lord.
这是主耶和华说的。
This is what the Lord Jehovah said.
这是教会永远不改变的根基。
This is the forever foundation that will never change.
我们祷告
Foundation of the church. Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们把你的话交在你的手上。
Dear Lord, we commit your word to your hands.
我们所求的就是圣灵用着这些话祝福你自己的百姓。
Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit will use your word to bless your people.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.